Good evening. I'm Rick Cottom. Welcome to Your Maryland. As we sit down to a day of Thanksgiving turkey and holiday football, we should take a moment to recall how all this came about. Thanksgiving didn't begin with the Pilgrims. Proclaiming a day of Thanksgiving was a common European practice long before the Mayflower landed at Plymouth. Ponce de Leon landed in Florida in April 1513 and promptly declared a day of Thanksgiving. Francisco Vasquez de Coronado did the same thing while camping in Texas one day in May 1541, and so did Reverend Robert Hunt when the Jamestown colonists came ashore at Cape Henry on April 29, 1607. By the time the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth, Thanksgiving was pretty much old hat. But, Puritans that they were, the Plymouth settlers did things with great zeal. Rejecting all other church holidays because they rejected the Church of England itself, they allowed for only three types: the Sabbath, fast days, and days of Thanksgiving. They then scheduled about 50 days of fasting or Thanksgiving in any given year, usually to celebrate when things were going unexpectedly well or very poorly, which was pretty much all the time in Plymouth. The holiday we know came about when the Pilgrims had not one of their many religious days of Thanksgiving, but a traditional English harvest celebration after they'd lived through their first summer. It probably took place sometime in early October. In civilized fashion, they invited the most important chief of the Wampanoags, Massasoit, to join them and bring along a few friends. Together, Wampanoags and Puritans dined on Indian corn, a few peas, and a little squash, and everything they could shoot, skin, roast, and put on the table, including a turkey or two. Someone wrote an account of it, and the event was promptly forgotten for 200 years. By the time that first record was rediscovered in the 1820s, Thanksgiving had become a regional secular holiday in New England, involving not only turkeys, but pumpkin pie, cranberry sauce, and smiling family reunions, all of which would have been foreign to the dour-faced residents of Plymouth. In 1841, a writer named Alexander Young made the whole thing something of an annual fall celebration, with one significant change. Massasoit and the Wampanoags were no longer welcome. In fact, Thanksgiving images on 19th-century books and cards often show pilgrims enduring a shower of arrows, no doubt a guilt-driven reflection on American treatment of the Indians after 1621. Only when the vanishing red man had all but vanished by the end of the 19th century did he reappear in a friendly way on Thanksgiving art. Meanwhile, Thanksgiving was beginning to take shape as a national holiday. The Continental Congress proclaimed the first one on November 1, 1777, following the British defeat at Saratoga. Lincoln chose August 6, 1863, as a national day of Thanksgiving after the Battle of Gettysburg, and followed shortly thereafter with another proclamation establishing the last Thursday of November as Thanksgiving Day. One story has it that Lincoln's son Tad had made a pet of a turkey donated for the White House dinner. Tad had named the large bird Jack. When the dreaded day came for Jack to be transformed into the centerpiece of the presidential table, Tad asked his father for a pardon. "Can he vote?" Lincoln asked. "No," Tad fired back. "He's underage." Jack was the first turkey to be pardoned, but not the last. It was the Victorians who made Thanksgiving the day we now know, a day of family gathering and overeating beneath the painting of the Pilgrims and Indians sharing the bounty of the New World. The meal itself changed, doubtless for the better. The bird was soon stuffed with chestnut, potato, bread, or Maryland oyster stuffing. German immigrants added sauerkraut. Marylanders brought country ham and biscuits, crab cakes, and oyster stew. This year, as we gather around the table and remember how fortunate we are, even in hard times, here's a parting thought. Support a food bank or a soup kitchen this winter. You'll make this Thanksgiving especially happy.